Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Yo, 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 what is up, everyone? Welcome to another developer branded podcast. I have a special guest with me. His name is Code Stories and on social media, but I like to call him by his actual name, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, it's not Emmanuel, it's Nathaniel.
Oh, Nathaniel. Oh, no. I got that wrong. It's on the podcast. I did say Emmanuel. It's Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
My bad.
It's all good, bro.
That's a good name, too.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me, Chris. It's an honor. I mean, I've been following you since day one, since I decided to become a software developer about 3 years ago. I was looking into looking at YouTube, and I saw you, this guy with glasses, very shy, very humble, talking about how talking about how I became a software developer without a computer science degree, did this bootcamp thing, treehouse. And I'm thinking to myself, you see, Nathaniel, you're not the only crazy person on earth. You see, this guy is crazy. He's also crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
He wants to become a software developer, too, without a computer science degree. He's also crazy. You see, you're not the only person.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not – a lot of people don't realize it's not normal. Yeah. It's crazy, though, that you saw that video. I'm really happy you did. And it's humbling to hear that those sides from people who've actually watched my content. It's always humbling to hear. Very humbling.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So – how long have you been a developer?
Actually, professionally, I've been doing software development. I'm an iOS developer. Ooh. I've been doing it for over a year now. Nice. And before I became a software developer, I was working as an IT support engineer.
For how long?
Like user help desk. The guy you call when your phone is broken. The guy you call when your printer is broken.
Not a fun job because people are not happy with you when they call you.
Yeah, people don't. If I get everything straight, people like me. But if I don't, they don't.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've been that mean person myself once or twice or 10 times. Well, you know what? Yeah. Like, can you tell us your story too? Before being a developer in a journey?
Yeah. So, my name is Nathaniel. I'm an iOS developer. I'm 35 years old. I'm a father of two. Third child is on the way. So I started doing software development about a year ago. And before becoming a software developer, I was working as an IT support engineer for 6 years.
Okay.
So I did my apprenticeships in Germany. After high school, you can actually go to college or you're doing an apprenticeship. And I did this apprenticeship. It's more like... it was something called, what is it called? IT salesman. I don't know how you call it in English, but in German, it's a very strange name. And I was this sales guy in IT, in tech, and I was doing a little bit of like the technical stuff and selling IT devices. And after that, I started looking for a job. After this 3 years apprenticeship, I started looking for a job. And then I got a job as an IT supporter. And I did that for this company. I stayed there for 3.5 years. And then after that, I moved to another company, which is a hospital. And in this hospital, they were looking for an IT supporter. So I joined them. And that was also a really good experience because working in a hospital as an IT supporter is pretty, pretty hard, man. Because
I can only imagine.
The doctors, the nurses, they are so, man. If you don't get the thing right, man, you're going to... Man, it's especially the, I don't know how you call it. Is it a midwife?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, for example, they're waiting for a fax to come in. They're waiting for the printer to work. They're waiting for the tablet or whatever to work. And you just have to be on time. You have to make sure everything's working fine. So that was a really good experience. I stayed there for 2.5 years. And during that time.
What city was this in?
It's in Berlin. It's in Berlin.
Okay.
Germany. It's in Germany, Berlin. And so I was working there in this hospital. And then I, during that time, my goal was to become not a not a software developer, but actually a sysadmin, right? So when you're an IT support engineer, you're like dealing with small devices, like phones and laptops, Macs. And then when you become a sysadmin, start doing things like virtual machines, like huge virtual farms and doing all this kind of big stuff. So I wanted to become that guy. And so in the hospital, there was this position open, and they gave me the opportunity to become a sysadmin. So I started this sysadmin job, and I blew it big time.
It was such a
humble experience for me to actually know. It was like a wake up call, right? Just wow, Nathaniel, I need to get my stuff together. I need to take my job more serious, right? And I wasn't learning. I was just there, just like hanging around, and like for 8 months, right, doing nothing, just doing the small task that I got from my team. I'm just doing only that. Apart from that, I was not like engaging with my teammates, trying to figure out how to scale our system, scale the infrastructure. It was just like me with my small, living in my small island in the company and just do my stuff. So I had a talk with my team, with my boss, and he said, "Hey, look, Nathaniel, you've been here for over almost 8 months now, and you've been doing the same thing over and over again. Why we're not seeing anything? You're not that as productive as we want to be, right?" And that was such a shocking moment. And I was like,
"It's a scary thing to hear."
It's a scary thing to hear. Like, I'm so thankful today that God just that experience, like wake me up, right? Like, hey, Nathaniel, wake up.
Yeah.
And then after that, I started reconsidering, reevaluating my entire career. What am I going to do? Is there anything else in software in tech that I can do? I started looking around, and then on the internet, I found bootcamp. The first time I saw something called bootcamp, right? A friend of mine send me this link. Say, "Hey, Nathaniel, look at this. There's this bootcamp thingy here. I noticed you've been looking into web development. Would you like to do this bootcamp thing?" I'm like, "Bootcamp? What is this?
Going to military in Berlin? Wait, what is this?
What is this? And then it's like, okay, you go to this bootcamp and then you stay there for 3 months, and after that, you get get a certificate, and then you can start applying for software developer jobs." And I'm like, "What? It is impossible. Come on, bro. This is impossible. You cannot become a software developer without a computer science degree, without being a mathematician, without, you have to be like doing this since you can walk, right? From day one, you have to be in software development. How come can this company just say, hey, come to our school and we're gonna make sure that you become a software developer?" And like, this is not real. So I started looking into it, and then there was this like this this text where they said, "Hey, look, if you after graduating in our boot camp, if you don't get a job after 6 months, you're gonna get all your money back."
Whoa.
I'm like, "What?
That's a good boot camp,
man." That was like, okay,
that's a good bootcamp.
This is for real. This is for real, man.
Yeah,
this is for real. Then I started looking around, looking at are there other people who did this bootcamp thing, or is it like these people trying to trick me? Is this some kind of I don't know. And then I found your video. I found coding phase videos. People out there talking about how they became software developers without having background in software development, without computer science degree.
Yeah.
And then I was like, "What? This guy, they become software developers?" But then at the same time, I was worried, right? I was thinking like, okay, this is just, America, the land of opportunities.
Yeah.
Land of dreams. Maybe there in America, it works. It works for them. But here in Germany, man, it's never going to work in Germany, man. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to believe me. Nobody's going to take me serious. Everybody's going to think I'm crazy. And yeah. But I said, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. I have nothing to lose. I'm just going to give it a try. And then I started learning software development, web development. I started to do HTML, CSS, JavaScript, jQuery on site, Python on site. I was just, this thing just consumed me.
Everything.
It was like, I was so excited.
Wait, was this a boot camp or on your own?
On my own. I started on my own first because I, you know, before I decided, before I put money into this, too much money into this thing,
First of all,
I want to see how far I can come. I can go. I can get on my own, and I just start learning every day and watching your videos, watching how you're sharing your stories, how you failed, and moving forward. I'm like, okay, he's crazy too, so I'm gonna do it. All right, so I just that your content and Coding Phase content and all these guys, amazing guys out there. It's just something like driving me forward, pushing me forward. And thank God I didn't give up. And then when I was in the hospital, I was like, share my story a little bit with some people, some of my, my colleagues. You know what? Hey, I think I like software development. And people are like, oh, Nathaniel, you know, you recently wanted to become a sysadmin, right? That didn't go well. And now you want to become a software developer.
Software development's better, dude.
Like, dude.
Now you're going, you're aiming even higher after you failed in the last thing. What?
Yeah. No, that's definitely not for you. I'm sorry, man. I mean, they didn't tell me to say that in my face, but I can just see
it's all good. Failure's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to succeed.
So I was, when I was in a hospital working full time. My wife and I were already expecting our first child. And then I would come home every day after work. Before I go to work, I would wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning, code for 2 hours, go to work, come back home, spend time with my wife, with the family. She go to bed. I code another 2 hours. I did that every day for, I don't know, 3 months, 3 to 4 months. And I was so into software development. I would come home. I would create a static website, right? Just a static website. It's nothing fancy. And I was so excited. I would just show my wife, hey, honey, look at this website. You can scroll up and scroll down. And look at this. It's so I was so into this.
Those small things, though, they're so exciting.
And you can, Chris, you can think about this way. I worked as an IT supporter for 6 years, and I there was in the 6 years there was not a time I came home being excited of what I did.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I hated my job as a. It's just that this excitement of creating something, of bringing something to life, right, in a digital form, it was such amazing, and I was like thinking to myself, no, I want to become a software developer. I don't care how long it's going to take. If it could take me 5 years, it's okay.
Yep.
But I want to go there.
That's a good mindset.
Yeah. And I was just doing my thing. And then one day this lady, HR recruiter, reached out to me and said, hey, Nathaniel, we're looking for a IT supporter in our company. Do you want to join us? I'm like, hey, look, I would like to join you guys, but I recently decided to become a software developer.
Wow.
And she was
so like, there's an opportunity to get a pay raise, but you rejected it.
Yeah.
Learning code. Yeah. Wow.
wait. So she was like, okay, you know what, Nathaniel? Wow. I'm going to reach out to my boss and talk about your ambition becoming software developer. I'm going to see, let's see what he thinks about it. I'm like, okay. And I thought, okay, maybe I'm never going to hear, from this lady again. And then a few days later, I'm not quite sure. She called back and she's like, hey, Nathaniel, you know what? I reach out to my boss. And he said he's really excited that you, this kind of person who's looking forward to reach
software,
this goal, right? Become a software developer, do this switch. And I've told some of my colleagues and told some of our web developers, because back then I wanted to become a web developer, right?
Yeah.
So later I ended up becoming an iOS developer. So she said, oh, wow. She said, hey, come join us. And you know what? If you join us as an IT supporter, and somewhere down the line, there's kind of an opportunity in the company there's an open position for a junior. Of course, we're going to consider giving you the chance to become a software developer. And I didn't even think twice. I didn't even blink. I was like, I'm in. I'm joining you.
And I that's crazy that your company would even offer that.
Yeah.
Tell you that. That's wow. That's awesome.
So I quit my job in the hospital. I went there to this company, this food delivery company. And now it's like the
second. Was it still better paid though, even doing IT before software development?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
crazy.
So I just switched to this company and I stay I'm still working here in this company right now. So I started working as an IT supporter, and then after 1.5 years, there was this moment that everything changed, right? So in this 1.5 years working in this company, I told everybody right from scratch from day one, hey, look, I'm here working as an IT supporter, but my goal is to be software developer, guys.
Yep.
And people were like, okay.
All right. This
Mr.
guy, he's crazy too.
Yep. Mr. Crazy, okay?
I can just imagine that, yeah.
But they were very, very supportive at the same time. Everybody was like, wow, this is crazy, but we're going to help you. You know what, Nathaniel?
Yeah.
If you need any help, just let us know. If you need any learning materials, resources, let us know. We're going to help you. And I was stalking, Chris. I was stalking the software developers in the company. I would go there whenever I have to go to their place and fix their computer and whatever.
Yeah.
Go there looking over their shoulders. Hey, man, what's that syntax? What's that? Is that a class? Or what's that method thing? That thing? Yeah, what's that? And I was asking the question, why are you doing this? Why that? Which tool are you using? And they were like watching me all the time. I didn't notice that, right? I was thinking like, they're not going to mind anything. They were helping me. At the same time, they were registering everything I was asking them.
Oh, wow.
And then.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Later on. So I was
they told you. Okay.
I was like, then after 1.5 years working as an IT support, I was thinking to myself, you know what, Nathaniel, I'm just going to start applying for jobs and just see what happens, right?
Yeah.
I started applying for jobs, and then this company reached out to me, say, Nathaniel, we saw your CV, and you're an IT supporter, but you want to become a software developer. We're looking for an iOS junior iOS developer. Can you please come over? Let's have a talk and let's see.
Yeah.
As I went there to this company, super excited. I was thinking to myself, you know what? I'm going to go there. I'm going to embarrass myself, come back to work, and everything's fine, right? I went there and this company and the two guys who were, there were two guys who's supposed to interview me, and these two guys were software developers and they were also the owner of the company.
Wow.
So I'm actually being interviewed by my boss, and my boss is a software developer. So he's not these guys know what they're doing. And I was expecting them ask me all different kind of crazy tech questions, but that wasn't the case. I came there and they were like, hey, Nathaniel, how come you want to become a software developer? How come, why this transition? And I told them everything I went through, and they were like, okay, we want you. We want you to join.
Wow.
I'm like, what?
Then they offered even better pay, right?
Well, they offered better pay. However, at the same time, I was like, wait a minute. We just having a talk here. What about code challenge?
No code challenge.
Nothing. They were like, hey, when you join, we do just what you've told us, your story just tells us that you are the person we're looking for. You have that ambition.
Passion and potential.
You have that ambition. You have the potential. Mm-hmm. You are striving to become a software developer. And the effort you've put in for all these years just shows that you really, really want this. And this is the kind of person we're looking for this position. This is the kind of person we want in this position. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to join you. So on my way home, I called my wife. Man, honey, we made it. I made it.
Wow. What'd your wife say?
My wife was like, what? What about?
You're not crazy?
What about?
You're not crazy?
I told you I'm not crazy. I told you I'm not crazy.
Wow.
Look, I came to the office and my colleague was there and he was in the office. I told my colleague, I said, hey, look, I just came back from a job interview and I'm going to become a software developer and I'm going to have to quit my job here. And he's like, yeah. Oh, wow, that's amazing. By the way, yeah. Nathaniel, the boss is looking for you. I'm like,
what?
I'm like, wow. I was like, in my mind, I'm like, did he find out that I was in a job interview? What? Why is he looking for me? He said, well, Nathaniel, the company, the boss came into the office before you came in. And he told me that the company has decided to give Nathaniel a chance to become a software developer.
Oh my God. So they already planned on giving you that position.
Yeah. I can't. Wow. And when he told me that, I was like, Wait a minute. How come? What is this? I said, look, I said, pinching myself. I said, hitting myself. Like, is this a dream? Is this can't be real. Yeah. How can it
be? That's crazy. That is so crazy.
What is happening? I just got two offers in one day.
Yo, welcome to my life.
I went to my boss' office and he said, hey, Nathaniel, you know what? For the past 1.5 years since you've been working in this company, the software developers told me that you've been stalking them and you've been asking them all different kind of questions and that you are so dedicated in becoming a software developer. And there's this position open as a software developer and the team, they want you to join. They think that you are so dedicated. You really, really want this. And that's how I actually became a developer in this company. And
what do you tell the other company?
I told the other company, hey, look, sorry, I have to. I'm going to stay here because I've been here for 1.5 years and the company believes in me. I know the colleagues. Yeah. I know the infrastructure. I know the ecosystem. Yeah. So I feel comfortable here and I'm going to stay here. Right.
Okay.
And so...
That is awesome.
Yeah, so that's how it all began. And then I told myself, you know what, when I become a software developer, I'm going to start a YouTube channel and I want to share my story also with people, just like Christian. I'm going to be the Christian of Germany, just a little bit darker, you know.
For sure, man. Dude, that is an awesome story. Yeah. Just
thank you.
Just hearing that it's crazy. It's not a normal story. I mean, the journey, the struggle. Yeah. How long were you studying code for before you got your first dev job?
It was like almost 2 years. So I worked 1.5 company for this company, the company I'm working for right now. And before that, I was in the hospital. In the hospital, I worked like 2 years, two, 3 months, teaching myself how to code. So it was like... Yeah, well, almost 2 years.
Wow, that's almost amazing. 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah.
So it took you 2 years. What is it that kept you going and not giving up? Because that's a long time.
Man, that's a long time, of course. Yeah.
A long time.
Look, I was going to meetups. I was just looking into people's stories, man. You know, sometimes when you're trying to do something that seems impossible, you start doubting yourself. You start thinking to yourself, hey, man, look, Daniel, you really think this is possible?
It's been a year already, bud.
You think this is possible? Maybe.
Those doubts.
Maybe you're just crazy, man. Daniel, you know what? Just relax. I know you've tried your best. You want to become a software developer and this thing. Just give up. You're good. Just give up.
Yeah.
And all these thoughts, all these voices in my head. But then I'm looking into you guys, your story, from a coding phase. And I'm like, man, this guy, they didn't give up, man. They didn't give up. Why should I give up? I just want to keep trying. And I love this. I'm enjoying it. It was like I was forcing myself to learn or forcing myself. It's just, I was enjoying it. I was enjoying the ride. But at the same time, there was just like, is this going to end? Is there going to be a happy end? But I didn't have this false expectation, thinking like, oh, yes, in 2 years. I was, like I already mentioned, I was thinking, if this is going to take 10 years, it's good. It's all good.
Yeah.
Then 10 years. But I want to go
there. At least
there.
You'll I want to go be there. Doing what you love.
Yeah.
2 years. Like when you really want something, you'll do whatever it takes to get there. No matter how long it takes. And like you said, even if it would take you 10 years. If I could ask another question then. Why? Like what about it is it that you love so much though? What about it that made you feel like you're willing to take so many years just to reach your goal? Despite people doubting you, yourself, no opportunities coming up for 2 years. Like why? Why do you want to do that so bad?
Yeah, I think something that really like, let's say, keep the engine rolling in my, on my side was just the result I was getting from the projects I was doing, right? And the tutorials and just seeing, I would kind of look back where I was like 2 weeks ago. I didn't knew how this thing works and I didn't knew how to do this and do that, and right now I'm able to. I know what a class is. I know what an object is. I know what methods are. Oh wow, okay, then it's working. But 2 weeks ago I would be broken, right? I would be thinking, man, this is too hard. I can do this. What is the function? What are these parameters thing? I remember the first time I saw a function in my life. The first time I saw a function, I almost got a heart attack. I was like, what is this? Who came up with this?
Yeah.
Who's so crazy and came up with this kind of thing? It's almost like reading backwards. So it was like for me, my brain just wasn't able to handle what it was, what I was seeing.
Yeah.
But after doing it for 2, 3, 4 weeks, I'm like, okay, so function, there's the function body. And with this function, I can use this function to run some task. And then I start, what's next? And then I see the next thing and I'm broken again. I'm like, oh no, this is too hard. Just like this circle of like falling, standing up, moving, working, falling. It's like just over and over and over again. And like I said, your stories, right? Watching you guys, like you guys were just building me up, right? Watching your story, you talking about, hey, look, imposter syndrome, and just being transparent, right?
Yeah.
You're one of the people who were like, hey, look, I think I don't know even know why I'm here. I think I'm dumb, but somehow I'm here, right? Because I just keep moving forward.
Yeah.
And so there was something, I'm so thankful that I have, I was able to find content, your content, and also people who is surrounding me, some people who were like, hey, pushing me and trying to help me. The company, my company also, yeah. Everybody was like, hey, Nathaniel, you know what? Keep moving forward. Keep trying. We're going to support you. We're going to help you. I got books, courses, all these things that were helping me. And that was really something. I'm so thankful that that God just made this put me in a, let's say, in an environment that has such a sort of a positive impact in my journey becoming a software developer. Because I've heard of people who had the same ambition, who had the same dream, but they were in a very toxic environment. And because of that, they're like, you know what, man? This guy told me I can't do it. That guy told me I can't do it. This guy told me I can't do it. And my boss said, no chance, and I'm out, right? So,
No, I mean, that. Like, I agree. Like, my first job, okay. My colleagues were cool, but it was a toxic environment. And if I was in that environment, aspiring to be a developer rather than already being a developer, it would not have happened. It was discouraging, especially because there was someone who was about to go to USC. He's in USC. He got approved, getting a CS degree. And he didn't like that they got a job in 3 months with no experience. He was better than me. Duh, he's going to school. You know what I mean? Doing all these crazy things in school while I'm just working with jQuery, HTML, CSS. And would talk down to me or try to show to the bosses that he's better than me. But little does he know, I still work with those bosses and they pay me more than him. And he knows more than me. he knows more code than me. I think he's a better developer than me. But even now I get paid more, right? And so like, which is kind of like, haha, for me, it feels good. But dude, like there are people who are toxic. And yeah, you're very fortunate. Yeah. Like to be in that environment, dude, you are so like fortunate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually also what I try to tell people who are looking forward to, I don't know, dive into tech. I don't care if it's software development, if it's Scrum Master, UX design, QA, whatever, right? I tell people, hey, look, you don't have to go through the front door. You can go through the back door, right? You don't have to start directly as a software developer. It's hard, right? It's hard. But what you can do is like look for an environment where you know that people are going to support you and try to start as maybe a QA.
Yeah.
Maybe it's easier to start as QA. Maybe it's easier to start as an IT supporter. But let them know where you want to be in the future.
Yeah.
Say, hey, look, this is what I want to become. But right now I'm going to do the QA thing. Right now I'm going to be, do the IT support thing. And just start from there. Right. If it doesn't work, if it doesn't, if something else didn't work out for you, try that. I also did a video, guys. I have a two YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel in German where I speak German and do everything in German. because here in Germany, it's still very uncommon, very, very uncommon that people that you can become a software developer without a computer science degree.
Yeah.
And
you got two job offers one day.
Yeah. When I'm telling people about your story, then, and the other guys on the Discord group, when I'm talking about their stories and Danny Thompson's stories, people, it's like when I'm telling people, sharing this stuff with people here in Germany, it's almost like fairy tales to them. Mm-hmm. Like, what? This guy was frying chicken. Yeah. Frying chicken and
it's
and then we can be software developer.
We are fortunate in America. We really are.
You're crazy.
It is easy.
And So I started the YouTube channel, YouTube thing, and just telling people, hey, look, this is possible, man. If I can do it, you can definitely do it. Yeah. And I was definitely not the smartest guy when it comes to understanding the concept of software development. Even till today, there's so many things I still struggle with.
Yeah,
I mean, you here. Also say, tell us in your video every time. Hey, look. Man, I think I don't know how long I can keep
this act up.
yeah, because there's so many things to learn, so many things to learn, and so I'm telling people, hey, look, you can make it, and I also do like podcast on I have my podcast on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts. I'm trying to tell people, look. Software development is not the only thing you can do in tech, right? It's all the really, really cool stuff because people think that software development is only the thing you can do to earn good money or you can have like good life balance and because you can work from anywhere. And
I mean, there are a lot of perks. There are a lot of perks.
There also, you also have DevOps, right? DevOps engineers, right? This is also an amazing job. We have cybersecurity is also really big. It's a trend right now. We have all different kind of things that you can also do. And there are countless of learning resources out there, right? Mm-hmm. There was a time, if you want to become a software developer, you have to go to the library and buy these huge, gigantic books and read through them and, you know, so dry and you don't know what to do with them. And now you have Free Code Camp, you have that camp and this camp, and you have all on your app. You have so many apps. On your phone, you have so many apps where you can just do these interactive programming courses. And I like, look, people, there's so many things out there.
Yep.
Give it a try. And people are reaching out to me. You've been doing this for long enough and you've got thousands, hundred thousands of people reaching out to you and telling, hey, Chris, thank you. Your story has been so inspiring and thank you for sharing your story. I think I can do it too and all this kind of thing. People reaching out to me, tell me, hey, Nathaniel, thank you. Man, I thought this is something that's not real. This is something that's impossible. But I just watched your video, you shared your story And thank you for it. And this kind of things, just like, wow, this is really good. That such a great feeling to know that your content is actually helping people.
Yeah, making people it is believe. The reason I did it. And you know, yeah. YouTube does pay well, right? It pays my employees now, right? it pays my rent. So like my salary, it's never touched to any of those bills. It just goes to my savings, my bank account, right? So it's nice. But I never did it for that reason. And fortunately, my YouTube channel did well. But I think just like with coding, find what you love, go all out. At the end of the day, being happy is number one. Your happiness. I mean, take care of your family is number one, right? Or your health is number one. Yeah. But happiness, that's so important. I'm so happy. Like, someone's like kind of threatening a client to like leave me, end a relationship with me, and they pay a lot of money, right? For my company, my web development company. But it's like, all right, leave. Like, I'll lose a lot of money, but I'm still happy, right? Like, you don't control my happiness. What I earn as a salary doesn't determine my happiness or anything. So trying to change that mindset and trying to go out and all out in what you love, I don't think many people are willing to do that, but you did that. You went all out for 2 years. That's crazy. Yeah. So can I ask you a question?
Sure.
From IT life to developer life, how do you feel now?
I feel great.
Why?
I feel great. I think because... One, the flexibility, right? I think when I was in doing the IT support thing, I was also flexible, but just compared to software development, just a whole nother level, right? And I can work from home. We have our sprints, right? Yeah. I think you know what we have our sprints like 2 weeks.
I'm glad I don't deal with that anymore, by the way.
I still deal with that. Yeah. So how our sprints like 2 weeks, and you have your project, and people just let you do your stuff.
Yep.
Right. And when I was doing my when I was in IT support, there was a time, especially when I was working in the hospital, I don't want to do this anymore, because you're sitting there, you're trying to, I don't know, figure out how to fix a problem, and the telephone starts ringing, and you pick the telephone. Hey, my password is my account is locked. Can you please unlock my password? All right, okay. Bah, 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 bah. Bam. And then you drop the phone and you start working. And then the next phone call, and then hey, my file. I mistakenly delete my file. Can you please recover my file? All right, okay, let's do it. And then hey, my mouse is not working. Have you turned off the computer and turn it on? Oh man, I was like answering like 30 to 50 calls every day.
Now you don't have to deal with people. It's the best feeling.
No, I just have my headphone on.
Yep.
And just do my
thing. I do not miss dealing with customers. I'll tell you that, or clients or whatever.
I mean, look, there are people out there who enjoy this kind of stuff. I'm not looking down to them and say, hey, if you're doing this kind of job, you should quit that job and become a software developer. Yeah. Absolutely not. If that's the thing that's for you, do it. If you love doing
if you're happy doing that. You like being yelled at?
If you love it, do it.
I mean,
it.
Yeah. Wow. Props to you.
Do it. More power to you, man.
Yeah.
Do it. But, yeah.
Okay.
But it was this time in my career, it was when I was going toward the sixth year as an IT supporter, I couldn't hear phones ringing anymore. It was just like,
you're just so used to it.
My ear was so sensitive whenever I hear a phone, like, oh, not this thing again. Yeah. It's like,
I could imagine. I worked in the call center. Now, I'm not going to lie, I was the best salesperson in the call center, but man, I was so tired of talking to people on the phone. It's just getting yelled at from your cold calls.
But
how'd you get
Chris, on the other side, having experience of talking to people
is huge.
It's an amazing skill set.
Yeah,
it is so good. It is huge.
Now I don't have good vocabulary. I don't have that big set of vocabulary, but I'm very confident in speaking.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of developers out there. They can code anything. I mean, anything, but they can talk. They cannot talk.
Talking is important.
They can't. Yes. They can talk. When you say, hey, can you please just break down what you just did?
Yeah.
On your computer, just break it down in just little steps, and I can't. They can't do it. Mm-hmm. They can share their thoughts in a way that anybody can understand. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful for that. That I had this experience where I had to talk to people who were mad at me, not just people who were happy, but people who were mad, people who want their printer to be fixed within a minute, and doctors. Nurses who are like, they don't want to take your head off, right? Yeah. If you don't get the thing done as soon as possible. And just being able to calm them down and say, hey, look, ma'am, just cool down. I just need to look at this, and looks like the thing's broken and I need some time to fix this. And just having this experience helped me a lot to talk in front of camera, helped me a lot to negotiate, right?
Yeah.
During interviews and all this kind of stuff, just talking to people, and people like, okay, wow, this guy can actually talk. He's not the best developer out there, but he can talk.
Communication is key. Being able to communicate is so important.
It's so important. Extremely important.
Yeah.
Extremely. And it's so underrated. So underrated. Look, your communication skills can bring you very, very, even much higher far than your technical skills.
Oh, I agree. I mean, there's a reason I'm where I'm at today. That's because I can communicate. That's
huge. You can communicate.
Yeah.
Even if you just know that little that you know, if you can share that little with anybody, and anybody can understand what you're talking about, they're going to buy it.
100%. I wish people understood how little I know as a developer, because in my first 4 years in engineering, I focused on YouTube. I mean, because of that, though, I'm a developer relations engineer, like developer advocate, right? So,
yeah, I just saw your video talking about that.
I love my job. This is my job. What I'm doing with you right now, this is for my podcast, right? Not my company podcast. But guess what? This is part of my job. Making YouTube videos, my job.
Amazing.
Tweeting, my job. Streaming, my job. TikTok videos, my job. Like, so... And what's cool is I now have my own web development company, but I don't even code for that. I have my own developers to do it, so I don't have to code for it, right? So I really am a full-time content creator, and I absolutely love it, to the point where I'm working from 10 a.m. to pretty much midnight to 12 a.m. every single weekday.
Mm.
But weekends, I am lazy as heck. I do not do anything on weekends. Nothing at all. What is the difference in pay from your IT job before the IT job where you became a dev, the IT job prior to that? You don't have to say how much you're earning, but what was the difference in pay from that job to your software engineering salary now?
Well, you think about it this way. When I was working as an IT supporter, I was in this field for almost 6 years. So I was more like a senior IT support engineer, right? Mm-hmm. And now I'm a junior IT, I'm a junior iOS developer.
Yeah.
And my salary was like almost 10% higher than what I was earning as a senior.
Wow.
And now that I'm a junior software developer. And that junior just shows
software,
you
the, way more than that senior IT. I love it.
This just shows you how far you can get as a software developer, right?
Uh-huh.
Just show you like, hey, look, although I'm a junior, I just have 1 year of experience as an iOS developer. I earn more money than someone who has 6 years experience in IT support, right?
Yeah.
So, but like you already mentioned, it's not about money, but at the end of the day, that's how it is.
Yeah.
That's how it is. It's being an a software developer it's really has so much benefit. And you're so flexible. You can do all this different kind of stuff. You can like share your story on YouTube. You can write blogs, do some technical writing, write books, do courses. You can also do a lot of stuff with IT support, but with software development, you're so much more flexible. And on the other thing is also, when it comes to money, it also depends on the kind of person you are.
True.
Because when I was working as an IT supporter, I had there was a company I was working for. I'm not going to say which company it was. Mm-hmm. And my team lead earned less than me.
Yeah.
My team lead earned less than me. And why? We had a talk. We were talking about our salary, and I told him, hey, look, this is how much I earn. And he told me, okay, I earned this. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. So I earn more than you? He's like, yeah, I know. And I was in your, I was there where I interviewed you. I said, yeah, of course. And I said, why is that? He said, well, you know what? I'm not that kind of person who can negotiate. I'm not the kind of person, right? So I'm like, wow. So people are literally scared negotiating.
People are scared. You have to negotiate. You are losing out on so much money if you don't.
There's never going to be a time in a company where your boss is going to come to you
and offer you the most.
Tap on your shoulders and say, you know what? This month was a really great month, Chris. You know what? You're going to get a pay raise. That's never going to happen.
True. Never. True. And like, how's the work-life balance for you now?
Very good question, man. Very good question. It's complicated. I work remote since the Corona thing started. I've been working from home almost a year now. And when I started working from home, it was quite it was hard, man. It was hard to focus, especially because this whole thing you started and you're looking at the news. Okay, what's going to happen next? Yeah. Armageddon is coming and all this kind of stuff. And you're so worried about, okay, what's going on in the news? And then after like 2-3 weeks, that was like, okay, we're in a pandemic. We're going to stay home. Because I was like, okay, does it even make sense to start setting up an office and start just feeling comfortable working at home? And just prepare to go back to the office in 2 weeks or in 3 weeks. Yeah. But when we realized, okay, this is going to be longer than we expected, than we thought it's going to be. So things started become normal, and communication with the teammate, my teammates, was also kind of hard at the beginning because we're talking, writing over Slack and, hey, what's up? Are you there?
Oh, you're talking, you mean nobody? Me?
No.
Okay. I'm like, yeah, I'm here.
I'm just playing the scenario at work where you text someone Slack, hey man, how you there? And then nobody react. Okay. And then you're doing your thing, you're going to the restroom, and then he writes back, Hey, what's up? I'm back. And then when you come back from the restroom, you say, hey, oi, what's up? And he's no longer there. And like, come on. In the office, we were like face to face, just having this. And now it, and then all this crazy Zoom meetings and hello, can you hear me? Hello, I can't. Hello, can you see my screen? All this kind of stuff. But later, after a month, two, things start getting normal, and we just got used to it and got some tools to adjust how we can collaborate with each other, make our collaboration a little bit easier. And right now it's like a year. It's crazy how fast time just passed. Flew by. It's like, wow, a year already working from home. I remember, Chris, you remember?
So nice.
Before the pandemic, working from home was such a luxury, right?
Yeah, and it no one, crazy. Not many
remember
people
would say like, people were like, yeah, I work from home. And you're like, wow, you work at you're a fan company?
Yeah.
Sometimes
work now it's like, oh, you work from home? Oh, yeah, so does the whole world.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
The whole world does.
Before the pandemic, working from home was such a cool thing. People can say, I work from home twice a week. I can work from home. And they're like, whoa, I've been working from home for a year straight, bro.
It's nice. I mean, I've gained weight, and so has everyone else. Like, it's crazy. It is crazy, man. But it is a blessing, honestly.
Yeah.
In disguise. Yeah, absolutely. Right? Unfortunately, absolutely. So many people dying, though. You know what I mean? Through COVID and all this stuff. Being in the tech industry, it hasn't affected us. I mean, a lot of people have been laid off, even in the tech industry. But like, if I was to work in the hotel industry where you have to be there, or the restaurant industry, anything else, right? And let's say you have a maid service or a house cleaning service, you can't do that. You lost your company because of what happened. So we're so fortunate to be in this industry. And like, even during the year of COVID, I had 3 jobs. I got laid off from one.
Wow.
I got 2 job offers when I needed a new job within a week. Then when I quit that job because it was so toxic, I got a new job offer in another week. Like, and this is all during 2020, right? And it's because it's the tech industry. It's just like, I mean, I also have like 4 years of experience. So that kind of helps. But yo, the tech industry is only booming and it's growing, absolutely, especially in Africa. It's going to boom like crazy, especially because the goal is like, not everyone, and even in Africa, has internet, but man, the tech industry is starting to blow up there, especially when you give the internet to everyone else there. I don't know how, not, I can't give it, but when other people figure it out, like, the tech industry is going to boom. I think Africa will be the next tech bubble.
Yeah, I've been watching this movement, this tech in Africa movement for a while now, and I was so amazed, like, wow, crazy how many people are doing this, doing a free code camp from Africa. I think there was a tweet by Quincy where he mentioned that the most graduates from free code camp actually from Nigeria. That's where I come from.
Yeah, Nigeria. Like, wow. Which is crazy.
People are just like, okay, all I need is just this laptop and then I can just get the certificate. Go to the library. Okay, why not?
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Yeah, like that's it.
And a little bit of internet. Okay. Because people couldn't afford like buying books and courses, and now you just have free code camps. It's for free. You just have to pay a little bit from for your internet.
That's it.
And people are taking advantage of that. I'm so glad that I have people who I work with, my colleague, Android developer from Africa. We just flew him from Nigeria right here to Germany.
What?
To work for us.
What? Amazing. Really?
Just amazing.
That is amazing. Wow. I mean, that takes a lot of hard work to get to that level, right? For a company to fly you out.
Of course.
A bunch of hard work. It's not going to come easy. Some people would think, why am I going to learn this? I'm not going to get a job offer right away. Yeah, you won't. But you will eventually if you don't give up.
Yeah. If you don't give up.
If you give up, guess what? It will never happen. Never.
It'll never happen. Just enjoy the grind.
Yeah.
Just keep grinding.
Yep.
And don't give up. And be active. Mm-hmm. Be active. I tell people all the time, be active on social media. It is so important.
Yo, that's the reason I got so many job offers. Literally because of Twitter.
Be active on social media. Don't keep everything for yourself. Yep. If you just write your first hello world, post it on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. My first hello world. If you do your first API call, don't care. Post it on LinkedIn.
Everywhere. Instagram, Twitter.
Post everywhere. Twitter, everywhere. Facebook, whatever.
Yeah.
Just post it. My first API call. Boom. Yeah. Do it.
That's it.
And
I'm writing a bunch of blogs now and I'm like, what content do I think of? And I'm like, wait, just go to my videos. Get my videos. Whatever I said in that video, just put it in a blog, right? Yeah. That text, that copy, put it into text. Mm. That's it. So I have like 1,000 blogs that's going to come very soon.
Great. Yeah,
this is awesome, man. Nathaniel, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Where can people find you?
You're welcome. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google
Podcast. And they just type Code Stories.
Code Stories.
One word.
Yeah, exactly. Code Stories. Exactly. Nice. I think on Twitter is _Code Stories and Instagram is also _Code Stories. But on YouTube, it's just Code Stories.
For sure.
And if you're German, if you speak German and you're looking forward to look into my German content, it's just Code Stories DE.
Nice.
The DE stands for Germany, and that's in Germany, it's Deutschland. That's DE, Deutschland.
For sure. Dang. For sure. Well, everyone, you need to check out Nathaniel. His story is insane. That is insane. I'm so happy that I got to learn your story. I'm learning so many things from so many new people from doing these podcasts. It's so encouraging to hear, and I can't wait to share this with the world. Thank you, Nathaniel.
You're welcome, Chris. Thank you.